This was Christmas Eve, 2009, Kandahar province in Afghanistan. And I had been doing a number of stories in covering 5th Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division. One of those stories happened to focus on a very influential Roman Catholic chaplain by the name of Father Carl Subler. And when I met Carl, I immediately liked him. He was lighthearted. He was former Navy, had a couple of tattoos. He smoked. And he wasn't adverse to using four-letter words to get his point across to the men and women he served as a chaplain. And one of the things that will stick with me for the rest of my life is we got a call about a man that had been wounded. And so he and I jumped in a Humvee, went over to the combat support hospital. And the first thing I remember when I walked in was I could smell the blood. And I thought, this isn't going to go well. And directly in front of us on an emergency room operating table was a soldier whose name I won't mention just out of privacy for the family, a Joint Base Lewis McChord soldier, who had lost both of his legs above the knees to an IED. And the medical team, which was comprised of Canadian and American doctors and nurses, had done everything they could to save this man's life. And it wasn't going to be. And as I stood there, I was reminded of the age-old collision between faith, which is what Father Subler represented, and reason, what the medical team represented. And Father Subler administered last rites, extreme unction, and he leaned over and he gently kissed the forehead of the dying soldier. After a moment, he looked up at the doctors, he nodded his head up and down, and the doctors turned off the life support equipment. About 3 or 4 seconds later, the room went silent.
What happened when you got back to Joint Base Lewis McChord here in Washington?
I had made it a habit ever since I began covering the war to go to the memorial services, both downrange in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then when I was here. And while I was here, I probably went to a good 40 or 50 of these services. I went to this soldier's service. At the end of the service, I was asked by an individual who worked for I Corps Public Affairs if I would like to meet the wife and children of this soldier who had passed in Afghanistan. And the reason being is that I was there. I had a different view. And so I went into this room and I sat down and I talked. I met his wife. I talked with him. I met his three small children. I talked with them. I think it was more, and I'm glad I did this. I'm very glad I did this. I think it was closure for her, for his wife, that she knew what had gone on in that operating room.
Do you remember what was going through your head as you were watching things unfold in the hospital room?
Yeah, I do. I remember thinking, and this may sound a bit callous, there's an opportunity here to win a Pulitzer Prize in photojournalism. There were three particular times I recall, and yet I made the decision not to take any pictures. Now, I didn't think much of it. I mean, I sort of kicked myself afterwards because you kind of go back and forth. Well, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? But when I met that soldier's wife and children, it clarified for me that I had made the right decision, because I'm glad that the last image that they had of her husband, their father, were not the images that I made, that they remember him in a much better light than what my photographs would have shown. So, yeah, I do remember that very clearly.